The start code for today is 125. The start code is 125. And if everybody could go on mute, and then when I get to parts where you're going to have feedback, and I am going to, it is going to be interactive today. If you could come off mute at that point, that would be great, because I think I'm getting a little bit of feedback. The next LinkedIn session is going to be on August 1st, and. Let me just talk about the purpose of this, because there's kind of twofold purpose. So I want you guys to be versed in being able to give feedback to your clients, whether they be Glacier Point Solution clients or your own clients. But I also want you to be credible when clients go, whether they're Glacier Point or your clients, when they go to your LinkedIn profile. So I want to ensure you have a strong LinkedIn profile that presents you in a credible light. I want it to be so that what we're saying you do, when a client gets there, it looks like you do what we're saying you do. And also, I want you to be able to help your clients build a personal brand on LinkedIn that makes them look good. And these days, whether they're looking for a job or not, they do need to pay attention to their LinkedIn profile. And it's not that you necessarily have to know all the ins and outs, but you do need to help them understand that it's important, and you do need to be able to give some of the basics and some feedback to them. And LinkedIn is even important inside their own company. I've had several clients that have gotten promoted because I help them get a stronger LinkedIn profile, and I help them highlight some of the work they were doing in their LinkedIn profile. So it's not just for if you're leaving a company, it's for being inside a company as well. So the
I have a question.
Sure.
I'm really sorry to interrupt.
No.
So I'm on the web viewer page, and you said something about a start code. Does that get entered somewhere?
No, it's really for the people who aren't here.
Oh,
so
okay.
It's just, it's just a little start code for people who are not here and are going to listen to it afterwards.
Okay.
So that was
so
a
trick
question.
Are you controlling this presentation that I'm looking at on the web viewer page?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
so
I am.
I don't have to do anything.
You don't have to do a thing. Just sit back and relax.
Okay, good.
Yeah, thanks for asking those questions. We want to make sure you feel comfortable and know where we're going. And please, everybody, do interrupt if you have questions. We want it to be interactive, so thank you. The topics that we're going to review today is a short reminder about the Glacier Point Solutions website. And then we're going to talk about the resources that are on Donna Schilder that are on LinkedIn, and we're continuously adding LinkedIn resources all the time. We're going to touch on the LinkedIn checklist that I developed, and then we'll be talking about LinkedIn profile. We'll talk about your top card. You didn't even know you had a top card, so you're going to learn a new term today. We'll talk about search engine optimization on LinkedIn, thinking about what your target market is, your headline, your experience, especially your job titles, your skills, endorsements, being active on LinkedIn. Some of this will start to be being covered in the second section, but we'll talk about your summary recommendations. We will touch on your education certifications courses, which isn't listed here, groups, linking to Glacier Point Solutions LinkedIn company page, and a little bit of an overview of the LinkedIn company page for Glacier Point Solutions. And I'm really proud that we actually have one. That was a big step for me. But right now I have you on the Glacier Point Solutions page. The associate coach pages. There are tons of resources here. We're adding more constantly. I did want to call your attention to the fact that there's a podcast here. where I was interviewed on internet radio, and I talk a lot about Glacier Point Solutions and the philosophy that and mission that I feel we have for executive coaching and how I want to help companies. And so I want to encourage all of you to listen to that. You can play it on your computer or you can download it, and you'll also find out a little bit more about me and my background if you're curious. But we do have resources on assessments, DISC, and MBTI. We've got information on the team. We've got branded templates for Word, Excel, and PowerPoint. We have an example of a client intake form, and then we have our processes for career exploration and job search. And April added a video on how to add the Glacier Point Solutions company page as part of your experience on your job experience for LinkedIn. So just wanted to remind you that those resources are there. So we should be moving over to page 2. And those of you that have been doing job search training with me know that you can get to the resources for the Donna Schilder. So I'm now talking about the DonnaSchilder.com website, not the Glacier Point Solutions website. There are two websites. The Donna Schilder website, the LinkedIn resources, that you can get to them from the job search website, I mean the job search resources. But I have now also added a link where you can get to them from the leadership skill development pages, because I believe that it's also part of managing your personal brand as a leader or as an executive. And so I'm not going to show you how to get there from job search, because job search folks, you know how to get there that way. To get there from the leadership development skills pages, and by the way, there are tons of resources, executive and leadership coaches, that you can use with your clients. It's all these resources, and again, we're continuously adding resources. So make yourself familiar with these resources, because you can use them with your executive and leadership coaching clients. But if you look under personal brand, the very last link here is leveraging LinkedIn for your personal brand. And if you look on the next page, which is page 3 in the training guide, what I've done is copied this page, and it goes over three pages here, and I've highlighted the things that I hope all Glacier Point Solutions coaches will take a look at from the Leveraging LinkedIn resources. For the job search coaches, I'm hoping you'll look at all of the resources. And I would encourage all of you to look at all the resources, but I kind of distilled it down to what I thought were the most important resources on the Leveraging LinkedIn page. And the first thing is we have a checklist. And I'm going to go over to that checklist. Oops, I think I just have this open twice. Okay. Oh, three times. The LinkedIn job search checklist will work for you as a checklist to use to make sure you're doing everything you need to do to your profile. And it would work for any client to help them just sort of make sure that they're doing everything they need to do to their profile and to their LinkedIn presence. So this checklist is here, and it is also printable, and I am going to be doing a revision to it in the near future, and I would encourage you to use it. Going back to the Leveraging LinkedIn page, I would also call your attention to the fact that there are examples of good profiles, and it's quite an extensive list, and I'm continuously adding to that. And there are examples for professionals, and there are examples for business owners. And we will be looking at a few of those a little bit later in this workshop. I often get asked, the good profiles. I went down too far. Hold on one second. Oh, no. Let's see. Sorry about that. It is important to be able to turn off your notifications that you're changing your profile. So I think it's important to let people know that they can turn those off in case they don't want their employer to know they're making a lot of changes to their profile, in case their employer might think that they're looking for a job if they do that. So that's one that I would take a look at. And then going down farther, there are a couple of podcasts where I was interviewed about how to use LinkedIn. So for auditory learners, these are very helpful. And so those of you that are auditory learners, I would listen to those. And the other thing I wanted to draw your attention to is that I often get asked, do I need a free account or do I need a premium account? And these two links here tell you what the difference is between free and premium. And that way you don't have to make the decision for them. They can look at it and see if they want those capabilities or not. So those are some of the resources on the LinkedIn, Leveraging LinkedIn page on Donna's shoulder. Any questions about any of that?
Okay. Hi, this is Chris. Just out of curiosity, do you have a premium account or do you have a free one?
I have a premium account, but I don't recommend that every person have one. I do think when you're in job search, it looks good and it gives you some capabilities that I think you need. But what I do is I say, you know, do it while you're in job search and then you can turn it back off and you can do it on a monthly basis. And it's about $20 a month. It's not exorbitant.
Okay. Thank you.
Yep. Any other questions? Okay. Good question. Okay. So let's talk about TopCard. This area, starting from your picture down through your LinkedIn address, through your contact information and up here, including your name headline. And by the way, this is your headline right there. All this information here is referred to as your top card. This is a very important part of your LinkedIn profile. And I want to start off by talking about your picture because it is very important. And some people resist putting their picture on their LinkedIn profile, but they will get 17 times more views if they put their picture on their profile. So it is a very important thing to do. And I have seen all kinds of terrible pictures on LinkedIn, including people in bikinis, in baseball hats, and looking like they're dead. So it's important that we advise them on their pictures. I highly encourage them to get it professionally taken. Some other tips, and by the way, these tips are on page 6. Some other tips are that they be facing the camera, that they be friendly and have a natural smile, that their hair be neat, that the background not be distracting, that their face fill the box, that their hair contrast with the background, that the background be sort of green is really a nice background. It makes people feel calm, but it not be distracting. Like having this blurred out as it is in mine is a good way to go. Professional clothing, not a lot of jewelry. For men, I tell them to put powder on their face because they can get shiny. If they wear glasses, make sure that we can see their eyes through the glasses. I've had a couple of cases with people with false eyes, and they have to take a lot of pictures in order to make sure that the eye looks just right, and yet they have to try a lot of angles before it will look good. And I have to say I'm really excited that I have a gentleman that has a false eye that I've actually put on the good examples of pictures because we worked hard and we found a good picture of him. The other thing to know is that the picture should be 400 by 400 pixels when they upload it. If not, I don't know if you've seen where sometimes the actual picture will be a smaller than square box, and that's because it's not 400 by 400 pixels. So the way to fix that is to save it at 400 by 400. So I have volunteers that have given me permission to use their LinkedIn profiles. I want to thank them for doing that. It's really wonderful of them. We're going to give them feedback. And by the way, as I've been looking through my profile, I'm seeing things that I need to change and improve. I believe a LinkedIn profile is a living document that we will always continuously improve. And you get credit from LinkedIn as you change your profile. That is known as activity. And if you are active on LinkedIn, you are shown higher in searches. So it's actually a good thing to change it. So I hope no one will be offended as we give them feedback. I'm going to ask you guys to help me give feedback on their profiles as well. So we're going to look at pictures to start with. And the reason I'm having you look at more than one profile and give feedback yourselves is because I want you to become skilled at giving feedback additionally. So not just to improve your own profile, but to be able to give feedback to clients. So we'll start with Katie. And my feedback to Katie is this is a great picture. She has a sincere smile. She's filling the frame. The background isn't distracting. It contrasts with her hair. I think maybe her eyes could be a little less squinted, but I know how hard that is to capture in a picture. But her hair looks perfect. She looks great. Let's go to Chris. With Chris, I would say that I sort of feel like the background is a good idea, but I feel like it's distracting. I feel like it's distracting from her face a bit. So, and I'm not sure about the yellow top. I think the yellow top might not be bringing out the best in her skin. So maybe I'd give a little bit of feedback on Chris's. For Heather, Heather used my photographer, so I can't say a lot. but I think for Heather, I would say crop it in a bit closer onto your face. I think you've got a great smile. You're looking friendly, really looking good. Carol has an unconventional way she's turned here, but she looks really sincere, great contrast against her hair. I think it's a great picture. So I'm going to ask you guys now, any feedback anyone would have on Matt's picture?
This is Barry.
Yeah.
One of the things, a little slightly different, and that is some people get in the, it's got to be perfect, so they never get a picture up.
True. And what I tell them to do in that case is get a picture up and then work on getting another picture up.
I think that's important.
Yeah. So with Matt's, I would just crop in a little bit closer. I would take in a little bit less gray part on the top, I think. And then I think maybe next time a little less squint, but it's a great, great picture. Let's take a look at Gary. I think it's a great smile. I like the way it's cropped. And I would play with actually flipping it so his shoulders are towards us rather than away from us. And you could actually, you know, you could actually do that in Photoshop.
Mm-hmm.
You could actually try that and see what it looks like and not even change the picture itself.
Okay,
and the only reason is just because you look more inviting to us if you do that.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. So those are the pictures. Let's go to background picture. So as you can see, I've added a background picture. It is a decent background picture. It could be better. I do like this background picture because it gives you a sense of work and, you know, maybe career because you're doing something. It fits in here in the background. I see some people where you can't really see what's in the background. I'm going to work on it. I want it to be better, because what I think a good background picture will do is actually convey what you do to the person as they come into the profile, just like you want to do on your website. Katie?
I'm not clear. I'm having a problem on the web thing, but what do you mean by background picture?
This thing here that has the typewriter and the...
I'm somehow opt out and can't get back in, so I'm not looking at it.
Oh, okay. So get back into screen share. I'm going to show a couple examples.
It's launching application.
Okay. So there's a new feature. It's relatively new, where you can have a background picture behind your profile.
Oh, I see it now. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so I think we want to do it because it makes us special, and most people don't know how to do it these days. Katie's is great. It gives a sense of great nature. She's got her branded here, and it's not so branded that I feel like I'm totally pushed out either. So that's kind of nice for me. Chris doesn't have one. You can kind of see the difference, right? You're kind of pulled in more to Katie.
Well, this is Chris. Mm-hmm. This is Chris. I had a devil of a time with Canva trying to put something back there. But as you can see, the profile is so high up that if I put something behind it, you can't see anything anyway.
Well, it drops down. Once you put the
Mine the didn't picture. when I did it.
Okay. We can get April to support you with that.
I would really appreciate that. Thank you.
Okay. I'm here.
Yeah. Oh, hi, April.
Hi. I didn't want to interrupt when you were talking, so I didn't announce myself. I've just been listening.
Okay. Yeah. So if you don't mind helping Chris with that, that would be
sure.
great.
Sure.
Thank you, April.
So you're welcome.
So you can kind of see, what it looks like when you don't have one. I do want to show you – let's see. Okay. Going to the good examples, I've put in some examples of people who have great background pictures, and I do want to show you Tracy Willen because I think this is a fantastic background picture. So Tracy Willen is a public speaker, and so what she's done here is she's got herself public speaking, she's got a little bit of the audience, she's got herself up on stage, and so forth. And I, it's still not the perfect. It could be better. But what I love is she's sending you the message as soon as you come in that she's a public speaker. And you can see what she's done is she's taken multiple pictures and put them together. And, I'm not an expert in Canva, so I would have April help me. So either your assistant, can help you or, there's other ways you can get something up. And this is kind of where I want to go with mine is something that looks more like it's really telling you what I do. So I want to have a picture of me on the phone and, some different things. But as I said, we can always improve. So this is better than nothing. But it's not as good as Tracy Willen. To me, that's great. So I have other examples. I have one here, Dinah Abel, who is, I can say because she's given me a, and hers is not coming in the background. Hers is not coming up for some reason, but she's just got like a pretty one that, and I don't know why it's not coming up, but she's got one that just looks pretty. So maybe look at hers later. That it's just really appealing. It doesn't say anything about what she does, but it's really appealing. So that's enough about background photos. The one thing to know is that they need to be 400 by 425, and so that's why you've got to edit them, because you're not going to find a picture out there that's 400 by 425. Mm-mm. So the next thing I want to talk about is your name. And the thing that I like to highly recommend about your name is that you put your credentials in it. And so for me, I'm putting MCC in my credentials. For Katie, she's putting PCC, which is great. For Chris, she's putting her PCC and her BCC. For Heather, she's putting her PhD. And she may want to put her ACC. For Carol, she's got her MCC, but I would suggest that she also put her MS because she does have a master's degree. For Matthew, he's putting his PhD and his PCC. I might put a comma between them. For Gary, I would add your MA or MS, whichever it is. Okay. But he is putting his SHRM certification, I think, and his PHR, so I think that's fantastic. I would highly encourage your clients to add that because it builds credibility. And I want to point out to you that when someone does a search on you, what shows up is your picture, your name, and your headline, and actually your jobs. So this right here as well. So your current job and your previous job. So this is what I call very important real estate in LinkedIn. And I'm going to show you how that looks. When someone does a search, and what I did was a search on job search coach, what happens is you, like here, you see Chris's picture, you see Chris, PCC, and BCC, so you get some credential, and you see her headline right here, and you also see her current position down here. So this is very important real estate because it shows up in the searches as, and this is going to matter whether people choose to look at you or not. So important real estate. It's also important for another reason, and I'm going to start going into search engine optimization. So for search engine optimization, about halfway down page 6, there are, and I'm going to talk about number C first, there are 3 areas of your LinkedIn profile that have the greatest impact on the search engine for LinkedIn. And they are your headline, your job titles, which is part of the experience section, and I'm going to use Katie's because mine is way down there, your skills section. So the words that show in your skills section. So this is really important stuff because if you or your clients want to be found by, for in your case, people who want to hire you, in your client's case, hiring managers, recruiters, people who want to hire public speakers, people who want to hire anybody, they want to have the right keywords in those 3 places to show up in searches in LinkedIn. Hmm. So with the example job search, if you want to be found as a job search coach, you need to have job search in your headline, in your job titles, and in your skills section in order to be found as a job search coach on LinkedIn.
Yeah, I have a question. When you say, I heard and. Does it have to be in all or does it have to be in one or another?
I would make it be in 3, and that is why Chris is being found. And part of why Chris is being found that way is because she, a long time ago, attended a workshop that I did on LinkedIn, and she did those things.
Okay,
so,
go ahead. I have a question. Can you scroll down to the skills? Yeah, I have a question about this. So maybe I'm confusing this, but when other people I can't think what the word is, where they say recommend you. They recommend you for certain skills, and I think there's a maximum number, and I think they hit the number.
There's no maximum. It just won't say any more than 99 right here. There's a maximum number that it will say, but there's no maximum number of endorsements. It's just an indicator. There's a maximum number of indications. Just like when it says 500 plus, I have 3,300 connections. It will only say 500 plus.
I'll have to look at the thing that maybe it's something else I'm thinking. Okay, thank you.
Okay, we can take that offline. There is something about skills, though, that you're touching on, and it's this. The president of LinkedIn, and I'm forgetting his name right now, I went blank, they never talk about the search engine, but a year ago he said endorsements do impact the search engine, and he said endorsements by people in your industry impact the search engine even more. And so it is true that, you know, if you want to be found for executive coaching and you have executive coaching in your skills and people who are coaches and people who are executive coaches endorse you for executive coaching, you will be found higher than people who are not endorsed for executive coaching. So there is something to that. And I will go into that a little bit more when we get into talking about skills. But just to repeat, there are three places: your headline, your job titles, and your skills section that impact the search engine the most. So, stepping back, and this is number A under search engine optimization, the first thing you need to do is think about your target market. So for you, it's people who need coaches or people who need trainers or facilitators or OD consultants. And then you need to think about what terms would they use to find someone like that. So if you're a coach, it's executive coach, leadership coach, career coach, job search coach, interview coach, might be leadership development. If you're a trainer, it's trainer, facilitator, might be OD. If you're, might be team builder, might be executive retreat facilitator. If you're a consultant, it might be OD consultant, HR consultant. But you need those terms, and you need them to be in your headline, and you need them to be in your job title.
Donna?
Yeah, Chris.
A question. Back up in the title. Katie has executive coach. However, on the rest of them, it's leadership, communication, emotional, and so forth. And mine is similar to that, where I have executive blah, 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 job search coach. Mm-hmm. Should we have executive coach, leadership coach?
Yes.
Should we put coach in there?
Yes. And
on each one?
Yes, you should.
Okay.
And I'm going to talk about that in just a second, but thanks for asking that question. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to look at all of your headlines all together, and I'm going to give you some tips, and then we're going to review them. Yep, thanks for asking that. That's perfect. You need a whole title. The word leadership may not help you. It would be better to say leadership coach. And emotional intelligence, I would put that in the body. I'm not sure that's going to help you as much. You have to think of this as the most important real estate on your LinkedIn profile, and I don't think that's the first thing someone's going to type in. So what I have my clients do and what I would have you do is create a keyword list. And at the top of the list, I would create a list of job titles that someone might use to find you. Then the second part of that list is skills. And I would develop a list of about 50 terms. And the top of the list is the titles. The second part of the list is skills. And it is possible someone would type in emotional intelligence. It's just it's not as likely. And I do want to say that every word, whether it's in your summary, whether it's in your experience, whether it's in your education, courses, credentials, projects, anywhere, does impact the search algorithm. It just doesn't impact it as much. So we want those words. We want them in there. We want to sprinkle them throughout. It's just that we want to put the very most important words in the places that impact the most. So first thing you do is you think about who do you want to find you. And if you're a professional or a leader, you want a hiring manager, you want a recruiter, you may want a public speaking agency, you may want to you know, there may be a few other things. You may want a vendor. You may, you know, there may be a few more things, but mainly you want a hiring manager, a recruiter, or somebody internal within your company to find you. If you're a business owner, you want customers or business partners or vendors to find you. You get that list. You create your keyword list. And then you put the most important terms into the most important places, and then you put all the terms every other place.
I heard you say the word keyword list. I hadn't heard that before.
When I first started talking or in general?
No, I mean, I know the word key in general, but you. Where does keyword list fit into this?
After you determine your audience of who you want to find you.
Yeah.
So in your case, you want people who want a coach to find you. So you want executives to find you. You may want professionals to find you. In your case, you may want people with ADHD to find you. Then you think about what terms would they use to find you.
Right.
And those are keywords.
Where do you put them?
I would type a list in a Word document of keywords.
I get that. Where do you put them? I'm missing a piece. Where do you put them in LinkedIn?
Then what I would do is decide which ones are the most important, and you would put them in your headline. You would put at least three most important ones in your headline. You would put them in your current job title. You would put them where you can in your previous job titles.
It's the headline's job title, skill place. Yeah, I'm following that.
And then in the skills.
Got it.
Okay. Thanks. Does it make sense now?
Totally.
Okay. And we need to help our clients to do this as well. And for sure we need to help our job search clients do this. Because, great, what if a recruiter calls them with a job? Then they're in really good shape. And it also helps because it's not just being found. It tells whoever is reading your profile that you do what they're looking for. You know, you get there right away and you see, oh, you are an executive coach. Oh, you do what I'm looking for. It tells them right away that you do the right thing that they really truly are looking for. So it's also communicating the right message.
This is Chris. Mm-hmm. I've noticed in your top card and in Katie's, it says you could view in Sales Navigator. I've never seen that before. What is that?
It's because we have premium accounts.
Oh, okay.
And so it's thinking that we're salespeople. We're not, but it's thinking that we're salespeople, so it's giving us that option.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Okay, so let's look at some headlines. So you have 120 characters for your headline. My suggestion is, and let me give you the tips first. So here are headline tips. It's on page 6 of your document, right here, headline tips. The headline tips are, use all of the space available. This is very important real estate. You want to use all of the space available. And what I do when I'm working with a client is I copy their current headline into a Word document, and I start playing with it, and I keep checking to see how many characters we've used. And it counts the spaces, by the way. It's not just the characters. And I use word count, and I keep checking to make sure, are we over, are we under, and we keep playing with it until we get the most packed into it in 120 characters. So that's the way I do it. So you want to use all the space available. You want to include full job titles, and that's what Chris was referring to, that customers or hiring managers would use to search for you. You want to include features and benefits of the service you offer, if possible. You want to get people's attention. You want to avoid including things about you that you did in the past that you're not marketing now. You want to avoid running terms together, which might block the search engine. You want to avoid putting terms in the headline that would not be search terms, that would not describe what you do. And you want to avoid including names of your company when it isn't a well-known company. So sometimes I advise clients who work for Toyota, say, that maybe it is a good idea to include the company, because smaller automakers probably do want to hire people from Toyota. So that is a marketing point. But if I work for Blasenschnake, you know, that's not going to help me. So, okay, I've given you the options here of what to do. Let's look first at a couple of professional headlines just to get you the feel for it. So this is a salesperson, so we wrote this headline for her. Strategic account manager, /, business development, /, sales manager. So those are three job titles that someone would use to find somebody like her. Focusing on B2B consultative sales and sales strategy. So then she said something about what she does. Corporate trainer, public speaking coach, public speaker, communication skills, and conflict management expert. So again, you get corporate trainer, which is something someone might use to find her, and then you get a message about what she does. So now it's going to be a test. I've copied in the headlines from the people who gave me permission to use their profiles today. What I'd like to do is have you tell me what we might want to change on these. So we'll start with the first one. What might we change on the first one? And everybody come off mute now.
This is Chris. Should we not have spaces between the slashes?
Yes, because that might confuse the search engine. So I would put spaces there and a space there. What else?
I think a little more, this is Gary, a little more specificity, specifically
like,
what, you know, you train in.
You might have that, maybe that, and maybe conflict management. I don't know what it is, you know. Just those are some examples. Great. Okay, what about the next one? I think we need some spaces.
Spaces, slashes, whatever.
Yeah.
And probably some coach within, like leadership coach, communication coach.
Yeah.
Get the, as you mentioned earlier, emotional intelligence probably is not.
Not sure about that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What about this next one?
It's really bad. It's mine. It's terrible.
Oh, don't! It's not bad. It's not bad, but we don't want this, right? Because it's not going to help you. So we need trainer. We need facilitator, right?
Yep. Exactly.
We need consultant. So you know where to go there.
Yeah.
Okay, this next one, I think this one's great. The only thing I would do is I'm not sure about this. I'm not sure this is saying enough. So I would just play with that.
Are you saying,
I have a question, though, on that, since it's mine.
Yeah. It's really good, by the way.
I appreciate that, and I know I need to put coach in there, too, like executive coach in that. But my question has to do with professional certified coach. Is that really something somebody would look up?
I'm not sure. And I do, by the way, you know that I put master certified.
I did. That's why I put mine in there.
I think it depends.
You know, I got to say, I think it depends because sometimes if they're looking individual, they may or may not. But sometimes if companies are looking for an MCC or PCC in order to do a given project, it doesn't make a difference.
This is my thought. I would put that in a job title, and I wouldn't put it in my headline. I hate to say this, guys, I think it's more likely they would search for a master certified coach, so that's why I put it in. I'm not sure they would search for a professional certified coach as often.
Yeah. Well, I'm wondering with optimal effectiveness, it would be better optimal results or something like that.
Or, bottom line results, I think might be stronger.
Yeah.
you know. And then I think I would put this for sure, but I think I would put it in a job title and not there.
Yeah, I would too. Thank you.
Okay. So, and we know here we're going to put coach, and we know that we're going to want some kind of results, and we might want some more different kinds of things. And then we know over here that we've got a name of a, you know, company that we would probably change. So, and I think instead of certified, I think we'd want to either put PCC or professional certified. We might leave certified. I don't know. So you guys get the feel, right?
Yep. Exactly.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I think we learned a lot about how to do a headline, and I think we could help our clients do better headlines too.
Well, you know, Dana, this is Chris. When I changed my headline somewhat,
You did a great job.
Well, I appreciate that. But what I noticed was that I'm getting more profile views than I have before.
Yes.
So I think by keep working on this, we end up being able to extend our reach to other people in those jobs or in those searches.
Absolutely. And by the way, guys, this stuff is huge. People will see an instant overnight response. It's not like Google. It's not like your website. You see instant results, and I have never worked with someone that didn't see instant huge increases. Sometimes I see as much as 100% increase. And you do that and you start changing the job titles, you'll see huge increases in the number of views. And I do have a client recently that was getting recruiters call her, like tons of recruiters, and she went off and did something different and it dropped. And then she wrote to me and she's like, I don't understand why I'm not getting called by recruiters anymore. And I've looked at it and I'm like, well, because now you're calling yourself a professional customer service person. You're a director. Why are you putting that in there? So sometimes they go the opposite way and mess it up, too. As soon as she changes it back, it'll be fine. Let's go on and talk about job titles. So job titles can be 100 characters. It is a search engine optimization opportunities. You do want to use keywords. There's an example here. It's an old example. I was a PCC at the time. But what you'll see is how I'm repeating terms and the same terms, and that's why I was getting found by people for that. And by the way, you guys, don't get all ahead of me in all the searches, because that's going to really bug me. But no, I'm just kidding. And Chris was totally beating me for a while, but I went in there and tweaked.
Dang it, well, threw out the challenge.
I know, and then I tweaked myself up and I beat her again, but...
Well, there's no way I'm going to be beating anybody, so.
Oh, yes, you are.
No coaches, not as coaches.
Well,
maybe
no,
VAs,
no.
But.
Yeah, you go beat the VAs, but you always totally blow me out of the water. And by the way, that's why I'll do it for you guys, but I don't do this training for huge groups of coaches anymore because they were all blowing me out of the water. I was doing it for Choice Magazine and for ICF, and I'm like, this is really stupid. I need to go off and do this for lawyers. But anyway, so the things I want to say about experience, we'll look at job titles for a second, but the other thing I want to say about experience is add all of your business experience, because you want to talk about your coaching experience, but having your other business experience builds credibility. For example, the fact that Katie was a recruiter helps me sell her as a job search coach, because people love being coached by a recruiter for job search. The fact that Barry, you know, was an IT guy helps me sell him as, you know, and an IT manager helps me sell him as a coach to IT folks. The fact that Carol was a stockbroker and worked in the finance industry helps me sell her even to CFOs as an executive coach for CFOs. So I need you guys to build up that experience more for me, but for you too. And that's where I'm seeing you guys fall down a little bit.
I want to say two quick things about that. So interesting, because internally I was like, ooh, IT, and yet I do know it. And so it's a good point that even though if we go, ooh, ick, it's valuable.
You
and the second is when you mention all the other people, a stockbroker and a recruiter, I'm going like, wow, I want to know them. That was my first sense. you know?
Yeah, see? So people want to know you because you're IT, and you guys have all, I mean, I did the same thing, right? I got out of being a process improvement, change, you know, consultant because I was burnt out. But I, if you look at my profile, I beef that stuff up incredibly because I know that being an executive coach where I can go and help them talk about metrics and they know that I was advising, you know, top executives at huge corporations helps me be a credible executive coach for them. So I see all of you pushing that away. You need to build that stuff up. If you were a manager, if you were a director, if you were a leader, that builds credibility for you as an executive coach. If you did anything in your past life, it builds you. So get that on there. And the other thing I want to say is those of you that have added Glacier Point Solutions as a job under your experience, thank you so much for doing that. Those of you that haven't, it's optional, but I would love it if you would. It makes Glacier Point stronger. And if Glacier Point's stronger, you're stronger. That gives you just another layer of, yes, I've coached for other companies. It makes you look good. Another piece about experience is do bulleted text just like you would on a resume. Use lots of white space. Use headers. I will be showing you more about that, but I want to go in and look at some examples. We're running out of time. We will do a 90-minute session next time. One thing I want to show you about job titles is you can do more than one job title in a job title. So, for example, on my first job, I have executive coach, leadership coach, career coach, master certified coach. In my second job, I have, well, let me do the third job, LinkedIn coach, LinkedIn trainer. My third job, I have executive coach, master certified coach, leadership coach for Dale Carnegie. So I show other places that I did coaching, not just my own business, by the way.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
And this is a technical thing we can take offline later, but what I want to do is I want to make my Success Coaching International be the top one,
mm-hmm.
but I want something like Glacier Point Solutions underneath it. Is there a way to do that?
Yeah, you can drag them and or you may have to play with the dates. If you have trouble with it and you can't drag it, play with the dates, and if you have trouble with that, we'll do a short call on
it. Yeah, okay, perfect. Thank you.
Yeah, but yeah, there is a way to do that, so absolutely. One thing I wanted to say is a lot of times people have job titles that are really weird, especially like Toyota. I work with a lot of people at Toyota, and their job titles don't describe what they do, and or their job titles are a lot lower. You know, they're managing 300 people, and they're called a director. So what you can do is you can have the Toyota title or the weird title, and then you can do a slash and do the equivalent of what it would be outside, or you can put it in parentheses, and that allows people to describe what they're really doing, and it helps them be found and helps them describe, and they can do that on their resumes too. So that way they don't feel like they're lying, and at the same time it helps people understand what they do externally. So let's take a peek at some people's experience. Again, we need a space. For Katie, she does a lot of job search coaching, so I would have her add job search coach. And I would say use some bullet points to break up this text a little bit. And I would have a little bit more bullet points there. Again, space. When she gets into senior transition coach, I would call it I would get the word job in there somehow because RiseSmart is an outplacement firm. I might even get the word outplacement in there too. She's got director of executive search, which is great. I would say and corporate job search coach, just to get corporate career coach. So you can see what I'm doing is helping her add in those key terms into a place that has to do with the search engine. Senior business consultant, maybe, or senior job search consultant, job candidate, over here, job search consultant, so we can get those in there. Let's take a look at Chris's. And you can rearrange the sections, which is what Chris did. So with Chris, executive coach, career coach, job search coach, and then she's perfect. With Chris, I would move owner last. It is fine to have it there. And I would maybe use and owner just to set it off a little bit, but those are perfect. Executive coach and business consultant, maybe. And then I would maybe get executive or leadership coach in there because I think she was doing some executive coaching. I would have more here. I would talk more about some of the business stuff she did, the process improvement stuff she did, bullets, maybe some headers in all caps. Not sure about this one, but I think you might be able to get I don't know that you need Winslow in the title. I think you might want to get executive into that one. I don't know if you need EDS in the title. If you were going to put HP, I would put Hewlett-Packard. I think that one's good, but maybe put a little bit more. And work life coach or something into the text of it. Need an extra space there. And then really own the stuff down here. You know, put some really solid bullet points about what you did down here because this gives you credibility of, you know, talk about leadership and hiring and supervising and managing and really get that in there. Is this making sense, you guys?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I have a quick question about the SEO. Is this generic SEO through, like, when you go into the search engine, like a Google, or is it SEO within LinkedIn or both?
It's both. And Google loves LinkedIn, by the way, you guys. So your LinkedIn profile will show up very high in Google searches. So you really want to beef up your SEO in LinkedIn as well. And I know we're getting close to time. So instead of doing like a little summary wrap-up, I think I'll just ask, does anyone see anything that Heather could do on this one? So we'll get a little feedback from you guys. Any ideas of what Heather could
do
for her job title?
I think one of the things I know I'm going to do on mine is a lot of bullet points like I saw on yours, Donna.
Great.
And I could see that in Heather's too. She could probably use bullet points.
All caps, bullet points.
This is Chris. I would also add more of an explanation on the owner one, where it says owner is perhaps explain more about what she actually did in there.
Mm-hmm. What are the results? What are the results people get from it?
Yes.
Okay.
And what about the actual title?
It says that she owns it, but it doesn't say...
It's not a search engine.
No.
So I would put OD, consultant, trainer, workshop facilitator, executive coach.
Yeah.
And there's a trick on an adjunct professor even. What do you think about that?
Yeah. Huge, yeah.
What could you put? She's teaching leadership.
Yeah.
Mm.
So she could put...
leadership professor?
Yeah, you know, adjunct professor, colon, leadership
development. Or, yeah.
So there's, you know, places there. Even HR business partner, I know that she did leadership development there.
Mm-hmm.
And more bullets, more there, right? There's not a lot. employee development manager, I know that she did leadership development too.
Mm-hmm.
Executive coach, I would add leadership coach, more bullets. And also, I know that she used some assessments. I would put the assessments in there. But this HR stuff, that's great, right? I might play with the title administrator to see if maybe she could get manager or something else in there too. You know, big companies with their titles, right? So I want to thank everybody. We'll get you guys participating even more next time.
And password, too.
Oh, password. Thank you. I love you,
Chris. Thank God Chris is there, huh?
Yeah, that's right.
Because I completely forgot, so.
Thank you so much. We'll do 90 minutes next time. Thanks for being here. We'll keep going at it. Hope this was helpful. Send
Very
your
helpful.
Questions to me. Email me your questions, and we'll keep going with this in August 1st. And the end code is 257. The end code is 257. Thanks, everybody.